Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to another episode of
Miami-ish.
I know y'all missed us. It's Rissa
and Naima,
and we actually have a guest. Know him by now.
Hello, y'all. This is Burgie Burge.
He's back.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, my girls in Miami-ish. I've been burning up the city, making a hot life fire, and I'm ready to tell y'all all about it.
You stay lit. You stay lit, honey. And I had to have your ass back because we needed to talk because we didn't even touch the surface on any tea. I haven't seen you bitches in a while. You know, we literally barely even fucking talk at this point.
I know.
Sis, what the fuck has been up?
Man, like, I've been on a go, child. I've been waking up just enough time to do what I need to do. So for the past, this whole week, I've been sleeping, waking up, and then somebody like, oh, can you come do, for example, my friend's shooting this movie piece, and mini movie piece, and I was like, yeah, for sure. Here's the dates, here's the emails. I'm like, cool. Mm-hmm. I got there thinking it's gonna be like some hours, you know, because it's short. I thought it was gonna be some hours, not as long as it was. 10 hours.
Or
maybe more. I got there, I forgot what day it was, Friday, Saturday, or Thursday.
Are you all up and through this movie?
Just playing a lot of background signal, but we're like next to each other in background.
Okay.
So it was from like 6:30 to like 5 a.m. day one.
Mm-mm.
So I had enough energy to go home. I slept the whole day almost, woke up again, 8:30 I got there. We finished at 3 a.m. So that was a wrap. Then the next day, what did I just do the other day? Oh, did the performance at the Citadel thing. And then I slept the whole day, woke up just enough in time to do that. And when I thought I was coming here, I was like, okay, so I'm just going to get dressed.
Girl, yeah, you got to be this,
go there.
Shit.
It was like either go do this and go there or go there and come here. However way it was going to be played. But when she said that she wasn't coming, I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to go make it over there anyways. I didn't miss too much on that side. Then I stayed. And then I went and I took them to my job.
Mm-hmm.
And then slept again, woke up enough time to go to do that thing I did today earlier, and then I'm here. So it's just been like sleep, wake up, do this project, sleep, wake up, do that project, etc., etc. So that's pretty much how it's been the last couple weeks.
But see, like, as physically and emotionally draining as that grind mode can be, don't you feel like emotionally so like good about like,
I'm
how
so
you...
happy.
Yeah.
Like, I think in a long time, this is the happiest that I've ever been because for the past couple months, I've been trying to like manifest projects and working with people, especially doing with the acting thing. Like, I've been really focused on that, really focused on the way that I present myself to people and how I'm also portrayed as I'm with other people mingling, like, you know, rubbing elbows with other people, you know, getting the point across rather than, hey, I'm just talking shit with you all night. No, like, no, this is what I'm interested in. This is what I want to do. What do you do? Let me get your Instagram handle. I have been wasting no time when I come across people getting their information on site because people get used to kind of like doing the song and dance where people are just trying to figure out who's what.
Yeah.
And instead of me trying to figure it out, I just go straight to the, you know, to the point. And these things have been happening, and I feel like because of that energy, things are happening more and even faster than what I expected. So there's been days that I've almost said, no, I'm not going to do this thing because I'm tired. But
I'm
then
sure.
I heard something recently, I don't know if through what, through radio or reading or whatever, somebody said, well, you know, if you try to manifest something and it comes up and you decline, don't send like the wrong signal to the universe. Because from doing the movie piece, the short, I met some other people, and I got to meet them face to face. Some things I was working on through DMs, through Instagram, and I finally met them face to face. And they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna send you the script." So they sent me the script last night. Now I gotta look at this whole thing, this video breakdown, and I'm just really excited because
you know it's funny you
said
that.
It's a comedy
too.
Horror.
I want to start doing acting classes.
Ooh, weird.
And I want to start doing acting classes, and I want to start going back into writing because I want to write my own like series. But you know, I don't want to talk too much about that because you know you guys like to steal ideas and stuff. So I don't.
Oh,
like to...
Oh wow.
And it's always not good. I don't like to speak on stuff until I've done a little bit more planning.
I've
always been like that with jobs. Like you, like damn, I didn't know you was going through that. Like girl, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
I've always been like that. Level. I literally posted me working on paintings on my Instagram story.
I love it.
I know you guys, and that's why I posted.
I was like, I didn't even know too. Like, you stay having secrets. Okay.
But I've seen people literally post like paintings they worked on that are like mimics of my paintings. And I'm like,
shut up.
I'm not like copywriting shit. I'm not trying to like make moves on a painting. I'm just doing my vision, trying to do a collection of my emotions. I'm channeling what I'm going through, and you're copying my shit. Like, I'm just
wow.
Y'all
is that people back home? Are people here?
I mean, it's just people on my social media. I'm just posting thotty nudes and shit like that, giving y'all ass and dick bulges. And apparently also y'all are copying my paintings while y'all doing it.
Oh, and wow. It's very distracting, like, sometimes at work. Could you be mindful forward, of the timing that you post your posts?
Not safe for work. Disclaimer, not safe
going
for work.
Forward, no more paintings, only ass and dick from now on.
Thank
because
you.
Because of that.
Unless you want to just show a picture of like a complete painting, like, you know, not as you're going, but maybe
they'll completed. Still copy that shit, apparently.
Damn.
Not that my pain is the most greatest in the world, but like, goddamn.
And
like,
I want to tell you guys about a botched dick appointment that I had, which I want to get you guys a.
Okay, yeah, let's catch up
this
with
is,
you.
This is due to this story. Is partly due to you, which mean? I'm not going to get into all the details, you know, because those are not necessary. But just know that it was partly due to you.
Negative. I have nothing to do with a botched dick appointment.
Okay, well, how do you say that? Like, how do you? I can't think of the word right now when it comes through. But what happened was,
catfished?
So homeboy came through. No, I was not catfished. Homeboy came through as promised.
Did you know him in advance?
He came through. Yes, I've known him in advance. So we've had sex previously or whatever. So mind you, you know, I was, you know, I do want some, I don't, it's not even about the dick at this point. I just kind of want a body, you know, like I pretty much, companion, I have mastered coming. Okay. I know where to go to at
it's
this
that
point.
Body weight.
Boom. I know what to do.
You.
Yeah. I just want
pushing
a little,
your legs,
you know,
back.
Exactly. A little something.
The
so,
interaction.
Choking you.
He comes through and I'm going through something at the moment. So I'm like, kind of like, I'm not freaking out, but I'm like, you know, I'm going through the motions.
You
and
need
I felt
that
like
instant stress relief.
Yeah, and he just like, he's like, yo, you always going through something, and just starts like kissing on me. But I just didn't feel like it was soft or nothing. It was just, not that he was being rough necessarily, but he just didn't have that feeling. I just wasn't feeling it. And then I was like, dude,
you
not right now.
Going
I'm going through something. Like, I'm literally like, I'm handling something right now.
Right.
And it's like, dude, not right now.
I don't
like,
think
give me a
saying
second.
Something like that would make the coochie go dry. You always going off on something. Excuse me. Like,
right, thank you. So that was the first comment
out.
That he said.
Right.
Then, so I'm like, okay, so then I'm like, okay, well, let me get in the shower. Because naturally, I just got off of work, so I'm just getting home. So I'm like, okay, let me get in the shower. Let me, like, relax myself. And then, you know, I do some other relaxing thing. He's like, dang, you always having a drink. And I'm like, what? Like, what's the problem?
Have
like,
a drink
I mean,
with me.
Wouldn't you want me to be relaxed? Wouldn't you think that a person would want a person to be relaxed if you're going
to
have sex with them?
Plus, if
I
you think
so
you
confused.
Might get some, you can't complain about shit. Because at the end of the day, you're
thank
going
you.
To get some. So shut the fuck
right.
up
that's
and fall
that's
in
fun.
Line.
It's like a snap.
Okay, so, yeah, that's the problem. Because I'm like, so that kind of blew me. And I told him straight up, because I had, you know how I get when I had a couple of drinks. So I was like, listen, if you're in a rush, you are more than happy to go.
Exactly.
Because I was like, I'm not even
that's
about
like,
to play my game
I'll
right
call
now.
The next one. Call
how
the next one.
So he's like,
how about
so
that?
He stayed. The his ass one. Stayed because he knew what the fuck was good. Mm-hmm. So his ass stayed right there.
The
and
good,
I got
good.
In the shower. And I ain't gonna lie, you know, I had to do a little trimming around the edges as well. So that shower was necessary. So I need to do that. So what the fuck? So I did that.
Well,
and,
see, I guess he deserved the trimming because not everybody deserves
well,
the trimming.
Well, get this is wait. What crazy. This is let me tell y'all what happened. So,
all right.
So basically, okay. So on a couple of on two different occasions, he has bought a box of condoms.
Okay.
Right?
He has.
He bought. Of course, he bought
okay.
them. And do you guys think that because a guy bought a box of condoms, he should feel like he could go back to that particular box?
Like, did you use take, up his condoms?
I mean, that's what the conversation
wait, what do you
got
mean, wait,
into.
Wait, what do you mean?
This dude was like, he's taking his clothes off. You know, I already took a shower. I'm feeling good. I'm laying on the bed.
Okay.
And he's like, you got the condoms that I left over here? And I'm like, what you mean? Like, I was like, what do you mean condoms you left over here?
Same.
And I'm like, you didn't bring none with you. He's like, no, I left some condoms here. Like, they should be here.
Same.
And I was like, what do you mean?
You set yourself
so
up
wait, did
that.
You use the condoms?
No, I didn't, but I didn't want to use those particular ones. Now, this is where
why
the story
not?
Gets a little bit crazy.
Wait, why not? Why
because
not?
I low-key changed my mind on the dick appointment, okay? And I said, you know what?
Oh, so that was your cop-out?
It kind of was, yeah. But, listen, if he did come through with
but
the
wait,
condoms...
why did you just say, I'm not feeling this, I'm not horny, like, I'm just tired?
I mean, because, I mean, he already came over. I felt like that would have been dumb. At that time, I just didn't feel comfortable saying that.
But then now you cause a whole new problem because of the... condom thing, yeah.
I mean, but hey,
well,
but that's
and also words. Another reason why I could be just telling myself this, but another reason why I also didn't want to use Magnum condoms. I wanted to use a different kind, and that was the only kind that I had.
Is he not a Magnum?
What do you mean he's not?
He's
a Magnum?
Not a Magnum. Number one,
well,
no, he's
about
not a Magnum.
People buy
Magnums. He's
for
not a Magnum.
Magnums.
It just makes it stinky for no reason when we could just use a Trojan And like I'll be good tomorrow. I feel like all condoms
smell that latex.
Yes, they do, but Magnums stink worse to me though. Like truthfully, but
they, I think because they have like I think Magnum have that extra like that jelly thing over it.
Unless you need a Magnum, like he's.
I don't say.
I don't feel like he needs no Magnum like
to
that.
To all straight men, gay men, anyone with a dick. No matter whether you buy Magnums or not, they see your dick. They know your dick size.
That's what I'm so
confused. Especially if you see like the condom like wrinkling on their penis. Like the condom.
I'm actually about to go grab them because I want to see what size them hoes are.
I will say Magnum wise, Magnum goes length and width. So you can be super wide and short and need a Magnum. You can be super long and thin and need a Magnum.
Okay, yeah, this is a lie. This is a motherfucking lie, okay?
Can we pull one out just to see how much
space this man ain't no large condom. This man ain't no large condom.
I mean, we've all seen Magnum.
But, you know, they still stretch it to their penis. Like, stretch it. Because it's not like it's open already.
I just feel like these are extra stinky. Like, I would have been cool with just, like, a Trojan. Like
stinky, though.
And I just wanted him to get a different kind. I just didn't want this kind. And
stinky, though.
And I didn't want to tell him. I didn't feel like telling him that. What'd you say?
Stinky. Yo.
You mean, like that? Oh, sticky, okay, because like extra.
Stinky, smelly.
Stinky?
Yeah.
Like, the extra.
But you don't have a badge.
But it just smells like regular latex. Like, how
to me, it's just like extra stinky. Is it
the lube they use, the lubrication they use, maybe?
I don't know, but this, to me, this particular, I just don't like these condoms, me personally.
So it wasn't
the size. Unless you have a really big ass dick, yes.
I feel like.
If that's necessary.
I feel like I like that one because it's extra lubricated. And I can feel it, like
maybe that's what it is.
You know, because sometimes people like if you're not completely wet, 100%.
Yeah.
Like when you put the condom in, and it's like the other brands, like it would just kind of hurt ish. So you have to get wet. But then like that Duran. Is kind of like slides in, and it like that kind of like can give you.
I feel like Duran can make you dry, but Trojan. I had Duran. Another Trojan that was good.
That's a condom name, Duran.
Yeah,
I'm have to see my condom stash.
It's like more of like a. It's more like a plain one. It's
I
not
get
like
tested once a month.
Duran
I get
the is free more condoms. Of like ones you would get like at a free place. Whatever. Listen.
Wait. So tell us what happened. So boom.
So basically, he didn't. I think that he knew that I was playing games because I'm pretty sure. I think I have. I pretty much I played games with him before.
We had the condoms right here that he was talking about.
So it was really because you didn't want to use the condom, or yes. It was because you just didn't want
to? I think it was a combination of both. Either way,
but you know, I let you do that, though, because you checked him, like, FYI, you're not my man. And if I want to be fucking someone else with those condoms,
but I did say, but I did tell him that I used them, which was a lie. But I felt like, what I mean, at the same damn time, that's my business.
But see,
you shouldn't come here having a stash
at the same time.
Exactly, because I don't. That's what I was trying to kind of get at a little bit.
This ain't your coochie.
You shouldn't feel like you have a stash at my house.
I don't know.
Are you
I
crazy?
Feel like, all right, this is how I feel about that.
What the fuck?
I
you leave shit in my house, I'm going to use that
shit
up.
No, this is how I do feel. I do
Thank
feel.
You.
I mean, hey.
I feel opposite. I
get that,
I
though.
Feel opposite because a lot of men, they won't even, like, you have to go to the store with them as soon as they get here. I do think, like, the fact that he did bring a condom stash is like, okay, not. I don't think that bring a condom stash says that me and you are only fucking, because you could be getting your other dude, and your other dude could be bringing his own set of condoms, and you could be fucking him. But
right.
I do think that, like,
no, what that says is I can't carry condoms only. For
but
some
that,
strange
but
reason.
That for me, that it makes me feel like if you're fucking that person and they bought the condoms, then keep those condoms for them. That's I do feel that way. Like if that's their condom,
I've never heard
they
that. Before.
It.
I mean, honestly,
like,
they
never heard
it.
That
that's why. And if
honestly,
you, and
I would do
like,
thing.
Like you see,
wow.
like you personally, because you personally know that you're fucking that guy. As much as you are, and you know how much you're not fucking other guys. So the fact that he bought the condoms and you didn't, because when I buy the condoms and niggas got anything to say about how many condoms is in here, that's when I'm like, that's none of your fucking business because
yeah.
I bought the fucking condoms. And if it's if it was 10,
okay,
if
you're
it was,
so right.
If it was 10,
I feel like that
if it
too.
Was 10
damn.
Condoms and it went down to 5,
y'all about to have me text this nigga
don't
and apologize
ask me
to
shit.
This motherfucker.
Like, don't
God,
ask
damn.
Me
no,
shit. Like, with any, I remember my ex, like when I used to still fuck with him before we completely broke up, I would have condoms on my own. He's like, you buy condoms? I'll be like, yeah. Like, he's like, oh, so that's what you're doing? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm staying protected and I'm being healthy as I can.
Right.
So, okay. And he'll start asking me shit. I'm like, look, did you bring the fucking condoms? No, right? So let's not talk about it. Let's just fuck, because this is not your region to speak on. Like, you know what I mean? So that's when I think that they should have nothing to say. You got the condoms. You got 50 condoms. That shit went down to 2. They should have nothing to say.
Yeah, I feel that, but it's also my motherfucking house. So yeah, I'm the one you're not asking me do I need anything this month? You didn't contribute anything to this household, so I feel like you shouldn't feel like you are entitled to something being there.
Now I understand that.
I really feel like I used to be like that, like, okay, yeah, you know, these are your condoms, but these dudes don't play fair. So they shouldn't have that. They shouldn't have that. They don't deserve that.
I'll say that. I feel like, on one side, I'm like, boss bitch, put them in line, check them. I like that part. But at the same time, it's like, if you really felt like you could grow with him into like something special, then like, be sensitive.
No.
But I know you don't.
Thank you. So I'm like,
you know what? Keep them in check and keep them in line. And that's what you did.
So you know, because Negroes always love to check you.
So it never happened then.
We did not have sex. Basically, he ended up leaving.
And that's when I come over and say, you better bring some of that goddamn condom.
And I honestly don't feel bad. I don't feel like I missed out on anything. I don't feel bad. Because, like, I just didn't feel like he was warming me up the way I needed to do. Because remember, exactly. I told you guys prior, too. Like, he could have been, when I was having my moment, now he's not my man.
Right.
But I feel like a real dude with you. I have been around other dudes. Like, listen, I'm being honest here. Like, and some dudes are just smooth. Like, he's like, baby, listen, don't worry about that. Like, you okay? Just lay down.
Warm the
just
body
chill.
Up. Get you
like,
in
you
the
want
mood.
Me to rub your shoulders? And, like, even if it's like, rub your shoulders, I'm going to be like, nigga, stop playing with me.
Yeah.
But I would start calming down.
Yeah, yeah, I get
and
that.
And he didn't, like, he didn't do that. I was still that. Like, and then I tried to take a shower. He had some shit to say about me calming myself down. And I just wasn't, like, turned on.
He was just being a little bitch. Like,
and I get it. And I understand at the same time, just being fair. I understand this was a dick appointment. But at the same time, sir, like, and I mean, it's just like, dude, you got to kind of, like, warm me up. Like, and we've had these moments. So I just didn't think that it would be like that. And it was, like I said, if he had plans, he should have, like, said that. And that's totally understandable. Like, you want to go meet up with somebody, you have, like, a little bit of time. Let a bitch know, because I would have let you know, like, I'm not on that.
Yeah.
And I've been told him that, though. I've been told him, like, not saying I'm trying you to have be my man. But some, like, unless, like, I've come home from the club, okay, I feel like that's the only time maybe appropriate for a little quick fuck. But if it's like we have a planned dick appointment, you gotta spend the adequate enough time
and
getting you know, things in order.
You know, next time in the future, just cause, like, I feel like you were agitated, you were on a, like, on a thing, you know, tell him what to do. Like, you have to tell these niggas what to do, because they be clueless. But I mean, I don't know. But I'm very like, one time this dude came over and he was kind of like not giving me the vibes either. But I was just like, okay, I'm like, I need you to literally I was like, let me just
you're
I
go, coach look. Him into
I'm
it?
Like, look, let me just do this, because like the vibe was the vibe was almost me kicking his ass out and like, I'll see you later, nigga, like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. You had to be the man and take the lead.
I just had to reset the vibe.
I don't mind doing that,
I had
though.
To reset it. So
because
I'm like, I know I want like this, I know I want some dick tonight, right? He's here, he's already cute,
and I feel you're about to fuck this up, so let me
you know
get
what
you
I'm
together.
Saying don't fuck it up, shut the fuck up, stop saying this whack ass shit you're saying to me. I'm like, let me just get on top of you and just like just touch the outer parts of my vagina. Don't even do anything. Just like,
it's a
just
shame
like
to say
take your
that,
fingers
bro.
And just trace your fingers on my vagina until we get to the next thing. And he was like, "What?" And he was like, "Okay."
What?
Like, he peeped it and he was just like, all right. He's like, "Come." Because I was like, I'm about to be like, "Get the fuck out of here." But he was like, "All right, come. I'm gonna do it." And then he did it. And then
it was good.
The vibe was reset, and he was like, oh, you're serious. He's like, okay. He's like, you nasty.
No, that's like how I be, too, though, because that's how I am about my dick. Not to cut you off, but I just want to be clear. I want to be clear on that, too. Like, I feel like I'm both ways. I am all understanding about a dick appointment. Like, if you're calling, like, this is a dick appointment, I'm with the shit. That's what you guys need to understand. But you guys, it's
if
a certain way you go about it.
If you're in that mood already.
Right.
You guys got to test my
mood.
If it's
already, like, hot to trot. You know, ready to go.
But already hot and ready.
It was just the other day. I listened to a friend said to them how today's hookup culture, hookup apps, instant kind of phone and bone kind of culture. It really has people no longer get in the mood at all. They want to walk in the door and it's fuck. They want to get in bed and it's bone and, you know,
see, that can never
stroke
be.
Game. Mm-hmm. But it's like, and it really, it's a turn off because You don't know how many females, straight females at that, that I've known that have said to me, like, blah, 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 I got this guy. He either texted me or was with me and said something, basically alluding to the fact that, okay, let's fuck. And they were more so in the mindset of, I'm down to fuck. but can you at least have like some shiver with it? Can you at least right. be a little bit like?
But you know, none of them get taught that, because you want to know, they go straight to porn.
It's the culture now.
And yeah, that's true. But they go straight to porn, of course, and then of course, porn doesn't really show too much foreplay unless you actually search that, and then. A lot of foreplay is confused with being in love, which is why you give, which is the reason to give someone foreplay. Like, I should be in love if I'm going to give this person foreplay. Like, well, I'm not in love with them. So it's taught the wrong way. Like, oh, foreplay equals a romance or something serious.
Because you get someone in the mood for foreplay.
Right. But then foreplay is a part of sex. And one of my friends was
but
just like.
But you don't skip foreplay.
Yeah. So one of my friends were like, foreplay shouldn't be called foreplay anymore. It should be a part of sex.
More like mandatory.
Right. Exactly. So,
but I don't want everybody eating my pussy.
No, yeah. I mean, it's in the guidelines of what you want.
Everybody eat my ass.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, because they can all eat my ass.
No, okay, that's different. But let me tell you about me.
Sorry.
Yo.
I don't want you playing down there.
Brunch
if you
want
to eat my pussy, you better eat that for success, okay? Like, no, you're not about to be down there. Blah, 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 and then I'm like sitting here like crickets. No, you about to make this shit lit. Or we just gonna go to sex? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, play with it. Like, I'd rather you not play with me like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I get very, like, that's a pet peeve for me during sex.
What's that?
If you cannot eat vagina, don't do it.
Don't
put your mouth near my freaking, I don't got time for that. Because, like, I feel like that whole, the feeling of when that is happening, when they're, like, going down there, is so much excitement. And then for it to not be up to expectation.
And when you're that like, tense, it can almost be painful.
It could just mess up the sex. It's like, dude, where's the dick? And then it's just like, and then I feel like I'm not, like, when you give that good head, I'm like, where is it?
Right.
You know, like,
I've stopped getting that's head what I like. To get the dick. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not, okay, stop.
Yeah,
let's get to it.
That's what I'm looking for.
I'm ready.
That's what I'm looking for.
Let's do this.
And for you to be like, no, and keep going. Like, I love, when somebody pins me down.
Yes.
When I'm pinned down. Yes, woo, cheers to that. Yes, cheers to that.
Okay.
When you pin me down and you, like, not letting me go, like, that's why that that dude from the islands had me so fucked
that's
up.
That's what gets you turned
that
out.
That man, he ate my pussy so good.
Sure.
I almost cried. Like, dude, like, are
chills.
You? I was like, is this happening? And then what made it so bad was that he was so fucking fine.
Damn.
Like, I would be fucking him like, this is a fucking beautiful ass man.
She
like,
damn.
His body is just like,
took the video,
you know,
camera
what?
Out.
She got her little snaps, her little bits.
If you don't stop acting like you ain't seen the
video,
I'm
little
so mad at you, Andrew.
Oh, that guy.
Yes. Every time you do this, and I'm not trying to go into the deep.
I understand. Yeah,
but yes, man, that was like the best dick I ever had. And it's like,
you can't marry dick like that, though. You can't marry dick like
oh,
that.
Oh, I know he was the devil. He just ate
that's
pussy too
dick.
Good. Because, like,
devil
listen,
dick.
This nigga, like, I remember the first day we even hung out. Like, he was like, let's just, like, go inside and talk or whatever. And, again, I'm grown. So, I'm like, okay, I don't have to fuck him. I may or not fuck him. But, you know, I was just ready just in case. But, man, listen, that dude went in. Like, I couldn't believe this shit. Like, I was like, I had not, like, I
so, even the first time was, like, crazy?
Girl, he ate my pussy, like, so long. Like, that was the first thing that he did. Mm-hmm. And then imagine, like, I just love his accent. So, he got, like, this island accent. And then he was, like, he was telling me, like, I taste like plum. And ooh. I was like, dog, I'm dying.
Let
like, I felt like my
out.
Body was
Let
leaving.
Me find out.
And then I would be, like, when he was doing it so good, like, because, you know, I was, like, you know, whatever. And I was, like, just, like, I want you to fuck me. He's, like, no, I want to keep doing this.
God
and
damn.
I was, like, no.
That would turn on even
God
more.
God damn.
He's, like, no, just let me please you.
Chain
just let
me
please
up.
You. I was, like, help me. Help me. Jesus. Jesus.
Help.
Jesus,
I feel
this
bad
is not
for your neighbors.
Ooh,
oh, and my window was like a little bit broken at that time.
But you know,
so,
it was
well,
one
I was
time.
Raising the roof.
It was one time I dated someone, a guy, probably like 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he was the largest, as far as dick wise, mm-hmm. largest, what they call it, size basically. And he told me he sounded like a wounded puppy. He told me that a lot of people would use him for his penis, and he felt like people would date him. All because of what he offers sexually. So it's like, as much as like we say, like, okay, ooh, goodness, says giant ass booty, giant ass dick, blah blah. Like, there is another side to it as well, you know. But at the same time, I think there's people who take advantage of it as well.
Right, of course.
People who don't work,
but nigga,
don't have
you
jobs,
know you got this good
don't
ass
got
dick.
No money.
Right, you coming through?
Exactly. Live off that.
What's your
dick.
A game?
live off that juicy booty bussy and all that. But you know, there's two sides of it. But at the same time, you know, for all the listeners who have juicy booties and juicy pussies and big dicks, you know, we understand that.
There's probably out there. Dicks and pussies just like,
I mean, some of y'all out there. Not all y'all.
For everyone who's listening, if you're eating the vagina, just side note, woman to men or women to whoever, up and down, no left to right.
And if you feel
yourself going left to right, it better be going in a circle.
I've never had somebody go left to right on me.
No.
Let's not talk about that too much.
Like,
because
that's a bad pussy eating right there.
And by the way, man, as a man who's had sex with, I had sex with females, and Kixel did not know. If you don't know, just ask her.
And this is another thing. But and even if it's not being asked, it's not a weakness. That's why I tell Rissa, like, if a man's down there and you're not feeling that shit, tell that nigga what to do. Yeah. Tell him what to do.
I don't want to do that at this day and age.
You know what? I get turned on because it's like also too, like, that can also be a turn on. Telling that person what to do. Like treating them like, you know what? You don't know what the fuck you're doing. Stop fucking doing that. Do this. No. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm good
for
that.
And there's ways to do that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That can also be foreplay. You know
but
what
I'm
I mean?
But I'm also very vocal, too. I will not let somebody.
It's not like I want to do. Tell me what to do. It's like, you want me to go deeper? You want me to go left? You want me to go right? What do you want?
Because everybody likes their shit different, you know? I've been with a couple people.
Ain't
especially
no
when
rocks
it comes
the
to,
same.
Especially when it comes to, like, giving a blowjob. Like, I've had one relationship where he liked his shit sucked to death to where my fucking jaws would, like, be clenching on me, right?
People like it hard, like you like me to tug
and pull, right? Then I had another relationship where he was the opposite. He was just very, like, he had, like, all the nerve endings and everything, and he just wanted me to go slow. He wanted me to start slow, be very sensual. And I remember when I first did that with him, and I went the hard way, which is what one of my other exes used to like. He was like, no. He's like, what are you doing? No. Like, that hurts or whatever the fuck.
You know what?
And I had to work my, because I thought that I knew from a pro. Like, I thought I knew what I knew, and I thought it was the way my dick
I just want to point out, too. I thought, because the dude before that, he liked it sloppy. But when I did it to him, he did not like that. He's like, you don't have to do all that. Just suck it. And that's, you don't got to do all that spit and stuff.
Can men suck dick better than females?
So that's the question.
Can men suck dick better than females? I mean, I feel like
only you can answer that.
Exactly. Because you probably have both suck your
dick. But you said when I had females, it was early.
Now, don't shy away from the question. You already asked.
Exactly. Keep it motherfucking real.
I always feel like men are...
Have you ever had a man say that you suck dick better than a female?
I let everyone say that, though.
Okay, then. So then that might
I be honestly, truly believe that with my soul, because men obviously know more of what they want.
And then women know what they want. No, so when it comes to, like,
but like you
maybe
said,
even
it's
that.
It's all different preferences.
I don't feel like I know how to eat a great vagina. I feel like I'm...
I feel like I have a big idea rather than a man who doesn't know how to suck pussy like that.
I haven't ate a vagina in like 10 years, but I've ate.
I have a better idea of how to. I honestly, maneuver. To be honestly, yeah. If I think about it,
men are clueless sometimes.
I be going in on the booty though, so I feel like if I can go in on the booty, I can go in on the coochie, and I know where the fucking clitoris is. So like, you work the clitoris.
I mean, I'm not going in on nobody's booty though. I'm sorry,
but
I don't
the
care
clitoris
if
and the
man
prostate want. Gland are not that different physically. Like, I feel like they probably develop from the same body part. Probably.
I've been hearing since I've lived in Miami. I've been introduced to more men that are interested mind an anal play, like getting their booty lit, things like that. I'm not licking your booty, though.
It's
like, straight up, you
that's,
got me
that's
so
husband
fucked.
Yeah, it gotta be husband material.
Honestly, I'm not licking my husband's ass. We gotta be together for 10 years.
I think eventually I will, but
I don't want to lick your fucking ass.
First of all, my man,
we don't even go there.
In the shower, though, like, would you do in the shower?
No. There's nothing about me.
All right. Peep this. How we gonna flip this over?
Tell it, Naima.
If the man that we were talking about earlier, came to you,
I would not look at that man.
The guy that you're crazy about. Let's say the future happened. Y'all dating. Y'all boyfriend and girlfriend. Y'all about to get married. Y'all married. And he's just like, you know, babe, there's really something that I really would like you to do in the bedroom.
Married is different, though. Married.
But I'm saying, she's saying that she never would. With this man in particular, if he sat you down like, babe, this is what I really would like, and let's try it, and blah, blah. You mean mean to tell me that man you hell bent over, you wouldn't fucking do it or try?
And see, and think
you
about
wouldn't
this.
Try. Like, all right, you want to try? Let's try. And even if
he's
you
gotta
say,
try something for me though. Then.
Of course, I agree.
Yeah, that's some wild, equally wild shit then, because you got me so effed up because but don't I'm not gonna have fine. Your ass on my breath. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not doing that.
When it comes to men physically,
sucking dick is hard enough. I'm so sick of niggas always wanting us to bend over backwards.
No, it's not.
We
easy.
Already do a lot. We already do enough.
It's easy to
do
bad.
But if you want it good, it's not to make you happy. Come on, bro.
No, no, not that. It's just. When you're with somebody, and we're talking about the seriousness. We're not talking about like the dating and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you're gonna want things that maybe you never thought you would want from your husband as you get older. Maybe it'll surprise you. And you're like, I really want this, and it's gonna be like, I really want that. And
all right, maybe
y'all there to satisfy everything.
When it comes to love, it's like you. It should be all off guard.
Okay, yes, I believe in that because I am a lover, so I do believe in complete and true love.
Right.
And so when it comes to love, yes, like, but I'm just saying dating.
Nah.
And just because I'm married to a mofo don't necessarily mean I love them. But now a person that I really do love, yeah, you could fall out of love with motherfuckers.
I will say straight,
you know what I'm saying, or
women
whatever.
Out there, just know that.
Yo, the shit that
speaking,
I read this morning. What? I mean, the shit that I read this afternoon, I read, like, this shit online about this girl that she actually was a widow, and she found out that her husband was cheating on her the entire time they were married, but she found out after he was dead. And
oh, that's probably a lot more common than you
and think. They were talk. They said that's very common. Yeah. And they said that it's like a taboo for you to talk shit about somebody that's dead.
No, it's not.
No, think about it. When somebody is dead, how often do people really say a lot of negative shit once they're gone? Most of the time, they say things positive. Okay, the majority.
No, yeah, I know.
People aren't going to put their husband out there.
I've never heard anything bad about a dead person unless it was on the news. That's it.
You right where you belong.
That sounds like, I was just watching more weddings at a funeral. I think. The movie with Chris Rock and Martin Lewis, where they were brothers. Yeah. I just watched that shit the other day. That shit was funny as hell.
It was funny, right?
Oh my God, it was funny as hell. I already seen this shit thousands of times. But even that dude, look, in that situation, he was willing to pay $30,000 to not let it come out that his daddy was gay, even though the motherfucker was dead as fuck. That's what I'm saying.
Of course. Reputation. Well, is, you want to respect the dead at all times. But at
the
same
speaking
time,
of freaky ass shit, y'all. I'm
speaking
sorry.
Speaking of freaky ass shit.
I want to read to y'all an article really quick because I don't want to forget because I will forget because
okay,
I want to
so
share this with
a
you.
A day in Miami. I purposely did not forewarn you guys of what was going on because I wanted to get the shock value from
Let's
you guys.
Get
okay.
It,
all right, but cool. This thing went down in Tampa, but it's okay. It happened. Marissa Mari. Okay, I'm gonna hold up. Let me get it to where it's like, you know, a really good note here. Hold up.
Get it lit,
okay.
Marissa.
I will.
Put on some freaky shit.
Today. Okay, whatever. You know what? I'm gonna just go into it because you know what?
She can't put us on shit. We gonna put her on shit.
The boy was 11 when the sexual abuse started. The abuser was his family's 22-year-old live-in nanny. She sexually assaulted him at least 15 times over several months, according to prosecutors. In the fall of 2014, she gave birth to his child. 3 years
how old was he?
11 years old.
Oh my God.
3 years passed before the boy had the courage to tell his mother what happened. On Wednesday, the now 17-year-old father sat in the courtroom to watch Marissa Mari.
17-year-old father?
Yep, because...
Jesus Christ.
Yes. I read into this, but I won't tell you everything. Sentenced to 20 years in prison for what she did to him. She must also complete 10 years as a sex offender, whatever. There was no high drama as Mari, now 28, learned her punishment.
Sorry,
okay, you know what?
How much did you say she got?
She's 28 and he was 17 now.
How much time did she get, you said?
10 years.
Okay.
When Mari gave birth, they thought the father was her boyfriend. In 2017, after her son told her what happened, Campbell told the authorities. A DNA test later confirmed the boy was the father of the nanny's child.
Gosh.
When detectives questioned her, Mari claimed the boy had forced himself on her. But in a phone call with the boy, which investigators recorded, she acknowledged that wasn't true. She was arrested in 2017 on multiple counts of sexual battery of a victim under the age of 12 and sexual battery while in custodial authority. Mari had 3 children, according to court records. In 2017, man who fathered one of those children asked a court for sole custody of their son. Campbell said that she felt Mari had manipulated her family and that the authorities initially didn't take the allegations seriously. She called her ex-nanny and the mother of her grandchild a predator, excuse me. She urged other parents to be vigilant about their children, to start digging when something doesn't feel right. We don't think about females being predator usually, and I didn't, and it cost me.
That's a good
And so basically, I actually read into this a little bit
more. See how she looks?
This is her right here. But I actually read into it. So actually, this family has custody of that child.
Of the nanny's child.
Yeah, so that mom and that son.
The son's family?
The son's family, like the former nanny's. They're raising that child because she's in jail. So she's raising. They're actually raising that child.
Fuck.
Isn't that crazy? And they said the 17-year-old takes his son to school in the morning and goes to school himself. He plays with him in their backyard when he gets home. Don't do that, because that actually is making me sad.
He's
as fuck
a teenager.
Right now.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Being a father has put limits on what he can do in his teenage life, Campbell said. He can't hang out with friends after school because he has to care for his son. Dating is out, Campbell said, because who wants to date a 17-year-old who has a 5-year-old? Mm. It has not ruined his life, but it's changed his life, the mother said. But he has turned into one of the most amazing dads you'll ever meet.
Wow.
All right.
Well, that's
you know what I'm saying? To start that off, I'm going to say this. When a young female is sexually assaulted and it is looked at as barbaric, and the way that a young male being... not sexually assaulted, because they don't look at it as that. They're being sexually active with a female when he's underage. The way that the acceptance is, it's not the same. That is the reason why there's so many men out here dogging out females, you know, treat women bad. Those things affect you at a young age deeper than you would ever even know.
Right.
And that acceptance, that double standard, it changes someone. It's not acceptable, but today culturally, it's more open. And that is, it affects you completely, wholeheartedly. Not only does it affect people that it happens to, but the culture that supports it affects everyone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, FYI. I definitely agree.
So you are the reason.
That was some deep stuff.
He's cheating on you.
But the nanny was a sick freak. The fact that she already had 3 kids, why would you, you should already kept it.
That's insane.
You should have already considered, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. But
she was 11 years old?
Yes. And now he's 17 with a 5-year-old. Like, Jesus, with somebody that's just wild. But, I do want to get into something really quick.
I was like, before you go off the subject, if a woman got raped at 11 years old and got pregnant, I'm sorry. If a woman got raped at 11 years old and got pregnant, it would be like automatic abortion. But he got raped at 11 years old and she got pregnant and had a baby. Like, and he has a fucking child. That's not fair.
No, it's not fair. No, I don't believe that that's fair. But at the same time, I guess I get where they're coming from, because they're like, okay, the kid's
and
here
happened,
now.
What probably happened as well is, like, she's a grown-ass lady. He's a child. And that woman with the intention to probably have a child from that situation, obviously she didn't care enough to do that.
If y'all can do abortions when a female gets raped underage, I feel like males should be able to have legally enforced abortions.
How would you know if it gets out later? Do you know what I'm saying? How would you know?
Yeah, because he didn't tell the mocos right away.
She's an older woman with intention. So, you know, that's different.
Okay, that is different.
That woman could just be like, okay, she already knows what's going on with her body.
Let me get off my soapbox then. Lyman done pulled me off. Y'all better thank her.
But I actually, you know, because like I haven't seen you in a while. So we haven't been able to talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I don't be catching up with my friends anymore. I just be so busy with work,
get
myself,
money,
trying to work out. I have, like, some things I'm trying to work on. So, it's been, like, crazy. But I definitely want us to spend some more time. I feel like Naima be, you know, just, like, ignoring me and just, like, leaving me out there. And then, you know, you're always busy. It's just like, what the fuck? I can never just get with anybody. I feel like I don't have fun anymore. I feel like I'm just like
so boring.
But
it's good to know that everyone's making moves, though.
Yeah, it's good. That's good, too. That's it.
That's true,
though. Everyone's doing good. Hustling.
But how is it, like, dating in Miami, like, as a gay man, though? No, really. Like, I'm curious to know, because it's hard as fuck for me.
Let's go there. Oh, shit.
So I'm, like, curious to know.
Did y'all feel the back bend I did when, like, I hit out left field?
I heard it.
My back cracked.
You gotta be ready.
I heard it. Go ahead.
Well, you know
what? But I am curious, though.
But you know what? I'm curious to see how it compares to you guys. Because I'll say that this. Miami dating is a different experience in my I've moved here about a year and a half ago from up north. Lived in Delaware. I was originally moved to New York. So I was like tri-state New York area. So I've been in cities, but it was up north. I moved here to Delaware about a year and a half ago. And living here in Miami, where it is a tourist destination, you know, last episode we talked about, you know, the whole like the tourist trap, how you get into like the tourist sex thing. That's right. So we discussed like the whole like hookup atmosphere, but that also does affect the dating life, because when here in Miami, where most people are having sex as tourists, there's less people, for one, that are willing to date. And those that are willing to date usually won't trust you, in my opinion. They won't trust nothing if you are hooking up. So for one, it weeds out, I guess, the thoughts and the hoes. But I'll say that as the only positive. But I'll say that it weeds out also like 75% of the people out there, you know? So that I will say, for me, while I've had a very successful dating life.
Oh yeah, we know. I wish I had a dating life like you. It just got them on speed dial. Okay.
And it don't even involve fucking, you know, thank goodness.
Really?
Knock on wood, knock on ass, knock on dick, you know?
But I do want to know, because like, obviously, I mean, hopefully my mom doesn't listen to this. I don't want to say anything. I've done some things myself, okay. But like,
we're talking dating.
Dating, yes. You know, like with, I mean, not dating the same sex, but I've done things with the same sex or whatever. But what I want to know, like, how was it like telling your family? Because like, it would be hard for me to tell my mom, like, hey, I haven't even done anything, but I feel like, okay, listen, to be honest, my mom has listened to like the first couple episodes. And you know what's really fucked up, which I did want to discuss? It was crazy, right?
What?
My mom said that it was hard for her to listen to me like discussing sex. Which was really messed up, because I have a little brother that she buys condoms for. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay for my brother to be fucking, but I'm a grown-ass woman.
And she comes from that.
I never ask my mom for money. I don't do any, like, I take care of myself.
Younger
You're
a grown-ass
woman. I'm a grown-ass woman. So for me to speak about sex, I feel like that should be okay. Like,
how
now
much
I'm not
older
telling
are
her.
You than him, though?
I'm 7 years older than him.
He's a teenager, right? Isn't he like a teenager?
He's in his 20s now.
The way they go about these new kids nowadays is different than they did with us.
But my mom allows him to have, like, spend the night guests. She knows that he's having sex.
It's all different nowadays.
So I just feel like that's messed up. I was, like, a little bit offended. I didn't discuss with her. I feel bad.
You should.
That I'm discussing with you guys now.
But you almost feel jealous.
But I've always felt that way.
I wish I had what y'all got.
I've had other situations because, listen, guys, especially with that situation, because I want to touch on something else, but particularly like when I live with my mom, like my guys never came into my house until now. Like I just now started having, like, the last couple of times I visited my mom and I had like my ex come visit me because we live together, but we still never did nothing in her house. I've never had sex at my mom's house. Mm-hmm. My brother has been having sex at my mom's house. That was something that he was allowed to do early on.
And they knew. And they knew.
And they knew. See, it was a family thing. And I caught them having sex. That's how I found out.
Would you even could, though?
Excuse me?
Would you, if you even could?
I know I wouldn't. No, of course not. Because I grew up, my grandmother raised me. Yes, but the difference is the fact that I was so offended was that had I had the same support that I felt that my brother had, because like they knew he was smoking weed, things that were not okay for me to do, they were okay with him. And I was like, that's what had me hurt.
So this two
because
things.
Y'all really like fucked me over.
I think there's two things I can say about that. Maybe I'm not saying that this is what it is, but it could be, and it might contribute to. You're the first generation, right? So the first child, they always go ham. No excuse, but sometimes they just want to go by the book, right? Secondly, depending on her age, I don't know how old she is now, I realized that, like, the difference between, like, me and my sister's upbringing, like, there was a lot of leniency the second round when my mom had my sister. And I was shocked at the shit that they let my sister
do. The younger generation, it changes.
I just shocked. I was like, wow, you never let me do this, and that, right?
I agree
with
that.
So I think a part of it might be a part of the age where they're just tired of fighting, that whole fight. Like, my mom used to be like, oh, who said you could do this? Who said you could shave? Who said you could put a clear nail polish on? Who said you could do this and that? Then my sister came. She was just tired. And one time I confront my mom about it. I was like, yo, you let her do this and that. She's like, oh, girl, I'm just tired. I'm tired. I don't want to talk. Like, I'm just tired. She's not doing anything bad. I'm just tired. And I remember, like, seeing that, but I was very upset. I also think that your mother as well has the stigma, which is the
I think it's a man thing, that's what it's about, this is the other thing
I was going to bring up.
It's a part of it.
I was going to bring up the age thing, and also coming from the time where your mom comes from, the stigma of the man this and the woman that, she has that already in her upbringing, in her head, and she's already older, she's way older, so the fact that like Rissa's out the house, she didn't get pregnant, this and that, she's on her way, she's grown, she's doing what she's doing, all right, second round, boy, whatever, just use condoms.
Yeah, but with that being said, that's why, if for me to discuss sex, like, what's the big deal? I'm a woman, you are my mom at the end of the day. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what I feel like, and that's why I feel like she still has that stigma with that, because it's like, okay, like, I've never had sex at my mom's house. I've always been able to finesse things. I'm like that. You know what I'm saying? To this day, I don't let dudes come to my house like that. Are you crazy? Well, no, that I don't know. I think
you hit the nail on the head that, and I just 5 seconds ago said, no, you're wrong. And after not even speaking, I'm like, yeah, actually, you're very right. When it comes to women and men, it's without a doubt that, like, and I don't know if it'll ever change, that there's a different
standard. I think it's changing now. How T.I. has said about his daughter's timing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Our moms do that same thing. And I was just discussing, too, with a coworker, just like how sometimes they teach us, like, in some cultures, like, they teach you to be a good woman for a man. Right. They don't teach you to be a good woman for yourself to get money or whatever the case may be. And that's, I feel like, and I also wanted to touch on too what you were saying about my mom, because I feel like that's why I'm so independent, because I've seen my mom, like, you know, kind of depend on a guy, or, you know what I mean, kind of like do what a guy says, and I'm like, I will never be like that, you know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm not saying that I know how to be a woman. There's a difference between being a woman and then just letting somebody rule you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know how to be a woman.
You know how to claim your own individuality as a woman.
But if it comes down to, like, if we're out, not even talking about money, but just saying, I can let you be the man, like, take control of the situation. I can lay back. I don't feel like I got to control everything. I will, if I feel like you are worthy of that, though.
Right, right.
Because if I feel like if I'm with a dude that can't take control of this situation, then I'm going to take control, because I'm not going to allow myself to be fucked up.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just my defense mechanism. You know what I mean?
But I do think that you should have the conversation with your mom. Like, some people don't realize things. It's funny that, like, the power of communication is always, like, you'll make somebody aware of something at 100% when they had no idea what the fuck was going on. So I do believe, like, if you did talk to your mom, like, hey, you know, I just really wanted to, like, talk to you about,
My mom is very sensitive, though.
You gotta, I understand, really, but...
No, my,
but,
I'm talking about my mom's baby boy. If I even touch on something about her, she gets, like, very offended. She's very touchy about that.
Are you the youngest female?
No, I'm the oldest.
And the only female, right?
Is there any female between? Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, we still have to have this talk from woman to woman. It's going to happen one day. So the thing is, true, too, right? When you grow up, sometimes in one person's mind, you're still a little baby girl, right? Yeah. But once you bring to realization that, hey, you know what? I'm this age years old. You brought me up the right way. I'm an independent woman. You have done the best you can, and it's evident that I'm doing well for myself. I'm not pregnant. I'm not this. I'm not whatever the case may be. And just be like, I would like to feel more comfortable as a woman being able to talk to you about sex, because I am of age. I am doing the best that I can for myself. I'm doing very well, as you can see. And, you know, I just want you to realize that now I am a woman.
Right.
And I would like to be respected as Rissa, yes, your baby girl, whatever the case is, but also as a woman. And I would like to feel comfortable to talk to you about these things, because this is the real things that's happening to me as a woman at this age. And when you say that, it will crack maybe a shell for sure, because people have their own frame of how they've been seeing you their whole life. Like, my baby sister is my baby sister. Mm-hmm. But when I saw my niece come out of my sister's body, I was just like, holy shit. Like, she's a whole mother now. Even when I look at her and I spend time with her, I'm like, it still fucks my head up. Like, she's a mother. So when I talk to her, I'm going to talk to her with regard that she is a mother now. Because before, I didn't have that regard. Before, I would just be like, girl, just, you're so silly, like, silly little sister. You know what I mean? But one day I was talking to her and I peeped how I was affecting the way the conversation was going towards her, and I could tell she was getting sensitive, and I was like, damn, I can't talk to her like this anymore, because she is my little sister who's now a woman, who's now a mother. So now I need to talk to her like a woman and like a mother. and also have regard for her
as a respect. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I think that definitely, and that's just me peeping it on my own because I was having a conversation and I touched on something the wrong way, you know, mm-hmm. as a big sister would to a little sister. But I was like, damn, like, I can't talk to her like this. Like, she got kids and shit. She raising two whole human beings, so I can't talk to her how I used to talk to her when that wasn't the situation.
I'm glad that you say that. You know, so. That's really good that you even are aware of that, because I feel like most people aren't aware of that, and so they get caught up in their own ego. Like,
And in your own life, you know?
I have learned so much, like, and just so much, like, little things about how to deal with people. And I try to, like, I really do focus on not being negative, having negative thoughts. Because I have negative thoughts just randomly. You know what I mean? Sometimes just about stuff. And I talk to myself and I tell myself, listen, don't think like that. Right. You know what I mean? And I've been learning that people do things according to their life experience and the things that they've been through. And I'm not saying that, and that doesn't mean that you're giving them an excuse, because you have to make a decision for yourself as to whether you're going to continue having a relationship with that person or you're going to cut them off.
Right.
But, like, you have to start peeping things through their actions. And, like, that has given me such a crazy sense of peace you would never know, mm-hmm. because
you're being present.
And I've always been real. Like, I've always been very transparent with the people that I am close with or the people that I'm cool with, because I don't like to be lied to, and I don't like to lie to people that I'm close with. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that I'm close with, I keep them at a certain regard. You know what I mean? And just people in general, because that's how I like to live myself. But, you know, I've had to learn, you know, that there's, you know, boundaries even with that. You know what I'm saying, right. too? Like, sometimes you can just be too transparent with everybody. And sometimes...
It has to be
because
earned.
It's just easier for me. Yeah, it's just easier for me to just tell you what it is, because I don't feel like lying. Because I just... That's just how I am. That's how, like, my environment has been, you know, a lot of times. So it's just like, you just say what it is, whatever it is. But I've learned that everybody can't take things certain ways, so I'm learning how to be more understanding, not giving them excuses, but it's making my communication better.
Open up, right?
Because I'm like, okay, this person came at me wrong, but, like, yo, a lot of people have been coming at them wrong. Because, like, particularly, I've had a person that, you know, I feel like has been coming at me a lot. But I found out some things about them, not that they even told me personally, that they were just telling or whatever. And it just made so much sense, because, and it happens to be, this person is homosexual. So I feel like he has bent up things in him.
FYI.
It's not you, but I feel like he has bent up things in him from having to try to pretend to be something that he has not. And that gives you, like, a type of bitterness, I feel like. Do you feel like that's true?
That's
like, for some people that don't live their truth.
Though.
Like, you're bitter if you're not living your truth, right?
Well, I definitely really, it's the things that you go through in life that scar you and make you out to be.
Yeah, and but we can also use,
like,
that
how
as,
do you feel about people that's in the closet? That's what I'm saying. Like, what I want to say was, this guy.
Yeah, we have to close up on that conversation.
Okay, I want
to
close
so
up.
So, are you going to talk to your mom about that? Will you?
Yeah, of course I'll talk. I mean, I don't mean maybe not that
you should
soon.
You should touch
hard
space.
For me to talk to my mom about these hard situations, because my mom is very sensitive. We're very different, I think, because I've been so hell-bent, and I'm sorry to say, to be so opposite. I try to be as direct as possible. I try to be as, like, communicative as possible. I say everything how I feel. If I'm feeling type of way, if you say, okay, emotional, I don't care.
You should definitely.
I've always been like that, but my mom will bottle things inside. She gets upset.
You should definitely.
And I don't want to hurt her, you know what I mean?
For the record, you should just definitely say that part to her. So just so, because even when you communicate to someone and you know how they might respond, or you're nervous that they might get whatever they get, it really doesn't matter, because at least you know that you'll be able, that you'll know that you said it. And no matter what, whether a person wants to admit it or not, it marinates. That's going to marinate. Whether she wants to be sensitive about it or not, accepting of it or not, that marinates, and it's still information being collected. So
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? And it reevaluates where you guys are at. So in her head, if she's thinking like baby Rissa and, you know, in the stroller, she'll see, like, damn, like, she is this age. She is, like, taking care of herself. I did do a good job, you know what I mean?
Right.
She is having sex. She is a grown-ass woman. Like, these are things I should start respecting about that. And we should be able to have these kinds of conversations. Yeah, you know what I mean?
We should feel more liberated because woman, about that.
Because
yeah,
woman so to woman, woman, woman to woman to woman, one woman shouldn't make another woman feel like, oh, I can't see you in that light. Like, no, let's be real about it. I'm doing this, so I might need to have a conversation with you about this.
So she because I need same
to, yeah, like me and my mom recently just started talking about sex the other day, and it was so weird but fucking hilarious.
Like when she was a kid, I'm sure she wished she had someone to say.
Yeah, it was hilarious to me. And me and my mom had like a good discussion about different or funny interactions with men or dating and stuff like that, and she was just shocked. And there was, of course, there's a lot of things that I held back because I would never talk about. But
yeah, we
just,
I do too.
We just happened to be on this like spontaneous storytelling, and I had her cracking the fuck
but
up.
Who started?
Oh yeah, my mom loves all
and
my stories.
She
story
was telling me stuff. The craziest shit too, and I was just like, I can't picture my mom in these situations, but it's my mom, but she's a woman, and I get
it's
that.
Sad to say, I don't
who
think
started
my mom
first. You or her though? Which one started first?
Yeah, good question.
We basically were both like talking about something else that trickled into that. So maybe we were probably talking about men, then like dating, then like, oh yeah, there was this one guy, and my mom might say something like, oh yeah, you know, this guy, he had like a erectile dysfunction, so you know, blah blah. And then I'd be like, oh, you talking about that, I'm gonna talk about this situation mm-hmm. where this man could he get it up. And then she's like, oh, I remember when this guy
oh,
used to,
you know what?
And it'll be like a trickle effect of stories, you know what
you know
I mean?
What that makes me think of when I was telling my mom about one of our episodes where we talked about the friend zone. And I was about to explain to her. She's like, I already know what the friend zone is, Rissa. You don't have to explain to me. I get it. I know what a friend zone is. I know what it is. Because I was like, but I was just explaining, because I am like that too.
Right.
I'm
you're
just a know-it-all type of person.
Informative, yeah.
As I've known myself, I've always been that way because, like, I'm geeky. I like to read stuff. And, yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you some shit. And, hey, listen, you're feel free to, you know, cut me off at any time. But, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I pride myself on speaking facts only. You know what I mean? Like, I don't say stuff unless I know. One of my pet peeves is people that speak on facts and they just say shit. They don't even know. You didn't even research. Like, I will smack the shit out of you right now for just talking to me with some bullshit. And, like, people, I have gotten so many men so mad because I'm just like, don't talk to me no type of way because it's like, and I feel like sometimes I even have, you know, like, trouble relating with people because they're like, yo, you take things a little bit too seriously. But I've always been a serious person. Maybe it's because I'm a Capricorn. I'm a serious ass bitch. And yes, like, because, like, today, for a matter of fact, this dude was telling me, like, he's like, yeah, at work or whatever, he's like, yeah, I miss having my braids. He's like, I wish I could have my braids at work. And I was like, oh, why don't you have them? Just like random ass. I don't even want to talk to this motherfucker, but I'm just like bullshitting, right? He's like, oh, because it's not professional. I was like, what? That's not professional.
That's a whole
I was like, so I was like, so you're saying my hair is not professional?
Still, yeah.
But I'm just telling you what this happened today.
Right.
So I'm just like, and I tried to like get into as much as I could because it's like you try to educate these people. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, I'm like, okay, I said, says who? I'm like, says who
and
says
he,
that?
He was black?
He's Hispanic.
Get his ass out of here.
And I said, bye. I said, who said that? He's like, corporate. Who's corporate? You have to ask yourself these questions.
Yeah.
Who are putting these fucking things in your head?
You're feel fucking stupid. You're holding him accountable to the bullshit that he's saying.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, so who's corporate? Okay, and I'm like, that's very subjective right there to say what is, I was like, what is professional or not? I was like, being that a lot of people have natural hair, I'm like, say, for example, that's someone's culture and they wear braids like that.
Right.
So you're going to tell them that hair is not professional? Like, look what you're saying. You don't just say shit like that. Are you fucking retarded?
Well, it's an argument on what is right and what.
Yeah, but you don't say that to somebody at work, you dumb fuck.
But the world we live in, okay, how they operate, yeah, that's one thing. But how?
And I got braids on my head.
And
are
obviously,
you
as many times as you go to work with your fucking braids, but
I've had braids the majority
about?
Of the time.
But you know that perspective, though. It's not your perspective, but it's not our perspective. But
it's fuckery, though.
No, listen. If you look at things, and we're not going to talk about this too much, but if you look at things in a subjective way.
You know how they think.
No. We're not talking about that. We're not even thinking about nobody. We're talking about general thinking. Why would you say that one hairstyle is more professional than another? That's
crazy. I feel offended. When people tell me that I have good hair, I low-key feel offended by
that. So, exactly. Like, so funny. I'm going to say something really quick about that, which I actually had this conversation last night with somebody, and somebody said that. And I remember when Chris Rock's documentary called Good Hair came out, I watched it, and it definitely shedded a lot of light on hair and saying the words good hair. So anytime that I hear someone say good hair, even like, if I no, hear it from no. across the room, I'm like, there's no such thing as good hair or bad hair. There's no such thing.
Easy work.
They're softer.
My hair takes so much fucking work.
Right. There's kinkier. There's softer. There's tougher. There's, you know what I'm saying? There's more manageable, whatever the case may be, or a coil, or, you know, a soft curl, whatever. But there's no such thing as good hair or bad hair. So it's funny that you guys mentioned that. I just want to say that. Anytime I hear that shit, I'm like, there's no such thing. Or you know what I do? Like what you did to that guy? I'm like, what do you mean? What does that mean? And they're like, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, you got that good hair. Like, no, my hair is soft.
But the funny thing is, when someone has
you have to call them out on that shit.
They think you have good hair. It's like, I don't think I have good
hair. No, you're not about to size me up.
I don't think my hair, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm definitely crazy about, like, changing the idea of someone's outlook on something when it comes to skin, complexion, hair, background.
And men should not be defining of that. And men have to realize too that when they say that they don't want you to have certain hairstyles, that also makes you, that's a self-hating thing too. Because it's like, oh, I like somebody has told me straight up, like one time when I came to work with my hair blown out, they said, oh, you look so professional like that. And it's like, the only reason why, and I'm not saying it, like, I've thought about this. Like, I'm coming from, like, the most general place and unbiased place. When people just, for some reason, they have these associations with black and ghetto and unprofessional. That's an automatic thing that he has in his mind. And for some reason, he associates black ghetto braids with black and professional straight hair white. Right. That's the core issue there. It's not about... what is professional. It's like, for some reason,
of the globe of just like everyone building off the European standard.
So what's crazy is I believe now more than ever, I would say between the last 5 years and continuing on as we push forward in the future, there's a break between the corporate America and what we've all grown and known. And I feel like there's a part of things now and culture now that people are being more educated now more than ever to learn to break all those little rules that we're talking about now, right?
Well, I think that's all the time that we have for now. I mean, we've been talking a lot. I think that we definitely didn't even really get to even touch the surface once again. It just seems like, but we're definitely gonna have to have you again for sure.
Oh,
you know,
so
to
much.
Talk some more stuff, because you're just like really interesting. You know, even though I feel like every time we talk, I'm learning something new.
Well, you know, you guys really offer a nice, unique Miami perspective. So that's what Miami Wish is all about.
So where can they find you?
Definitely, you can find me on Instagram at Burgie Burge. You know, BURGIE BURGEE. Get at me and stab my DMs, bitch.
He's so stupid. And you know, you have your two hosts. It's Rissa
and Naeem.
Definitely. Miami-ish, holding it down.
My Instagram name is yellowbow_x.
My Instagram handle is XONAYIMAXO.
We is ready to go.
Right now.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all better listen next week. Okay, we coming through with that fire if y'all want to hear some real shit. Okay. Ooh. Period. Period. Poo.
Get it, boo. Get it.